So I looked to science and asked, what did science say about faith or the Bible, or was there any compatibility between the science and the Bible? And I want to encourage you to research this as much as you can and find out, is there a compatibility between science and the Bible, or between any other sacred books, especially in the areas of biology, chemistry, physics, and astrophysics? And as I was checking this out, I found that none of the other religions that I had looked through offered any teachings to compare with science. But I found that the Bible offered plenty. And I was surprised to find that the Bible did not contradict science. Rather, science explained the Bible. It was already there. For example, just a couple chapters of verses here. From Job chapter 36, 27 to 28, we read that God draws up the drops of water, which distill as rain to the streams. The clouds pour down their moisture, and abundant showers fall on mankind. That's talking about the water cycle of evaporation and precipitation. This was not understood by science until the 1600s. Another one in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. It says of God, He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. There is no Hebrew word for sphere. When they talked about something round or something spherical like a ball, they would use the term circle. So here we have the Bible saying that the earth is round or spherical in around 700 BC through the prophet Isaiah. This was not understood or accepted by science until 2,200 years later, in the 1500s. I looked at the world we lived in then. Life on Earth, life on other planets. And I began to discover as I researched that the universe is so fine-tuned that to insist it's by chance is absurd. We're not just here. There's incredible parameters, fine-tuned parameters that have to be maintained for life to exist. All life of any intelligent form is based on carbon. Silicon and boron can sustain lower levels of life, but life, even if it's some spacey science fiction kind of life, still has to be within these same parameters. For example, nuclear force constants within the universe, gravitational forces, electromagnetic forces, energy and proton mass, expansion and entropy levels and rates of the universe, the density of the universe, the age of the universe, distance between stars, and on and on and on the list will go, and the type of galaxies that have to be in place for any life to exist. These parameters are infinitesimally narrow. What about Earth itself? I began to discover that the parameters necessary for a life-sustaining planet are, if even as much, if not infinitesimally more, restricted. Another planet like ours that can sustain life, I found, can hardly exist. In fact, scientists estimate that it's 0.001%, that is